Hello there. It is good to see you again. Oh, I've been looking forward to your next session so that I can administer a great deal of my torturous training on you. Now, kneel here. Dogs are not allowed up on the furniture. That's a good boy. Kneel. It has been a week since your last visit. How has your week been without being able to come? I bet you tried and tried to test what I told you to see if the potion really worked. Aw, isn't that too bad? I bet it really messed with your head to find out that I'm not a liar. You're starting to find out how badly you were being misled by your penis, aren't you? You're such a bad, bad boy. Your wife is so disgusted by your obsession with masturbation that she wants nothing to do with that pathetic penis of yours any more. How does it feel knowing that your fate belongs to me? You never really had control of your own fate. Now or ever. How long before I let you have an orgasm, you say? Aw, well, that depends on you and how much of a good boy you are for me. Now, I want you to get undressed because you have to be naked from now on during our sessions. Are you embarrassed to undress in front of three beautiful women? And how does it feel to be treated like a piece of meat for a change? You're going to find out what prostate milking is today. Put your hands on the desk and bend over. As you see, I am putting on some surgical gloves. You can hear the snap as I put each one on. I slide two fingers up your anus and start massaging your prostate slowly. You cannot believe how good it feels as I massage it back and forth. As humiliating as this is, thoughts of how good my touch feels rushes through your mind. Your cock becomes erect as I massage your prostate vigorously back and forth until you finally release a clear liquid from your penis. That would be your seminal fluid. It just keeps squirting out. You want to come so badly, but can't. It is absolute torture for you. Relief from the pain in your balls sweeps over you, but the horniness and the desires escalate to a whole new level. Now, how does that feel? It was torture and humiliating, you say. Aw, too bad. If you're a good boy and do what I tell you to, I'm gonna let you come again one day. Now be a good boy and kiss my feet and thank me for milking you. You will thank me for torturing you to my heart's content. I'm going to teach you how to properly please women. And it won't be with that pathetic penis of yours. Who owned you? That's right, I do. And don't you ever forget it.